And now it's time for another edition of Men of Action.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was majestic almost.
Thank you. Well, if you know. When a bat flew into Cedric Newton's home and attacked his wife, Cedric got out his gub, fired several times at the bat, eventually wounding it. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Cedric told police that he had the presence of mind to give his wife the instructions to go upstairs while he shot at the bat, apparently with no consideration of surrounding townhomes, end quote. Cedric is charged with reckless discharge of a firearm, which is a felony.
That'll get you every time.
He's got a court date next month.
I was just trying to protect my woman.
Yeah, he probably didn't talk like that. Anyway, you don't have to travel all the way to Scotland now to catch a glimpse of the Loch Ness Monster. WTSP says that U.S. America might have its own version of Nessie hiding in Florida. A vacationing family claims they spotted a 30-foot serpent-like creature swimming near the town of Clearwater. That's Cecil the C6 sea serpent, I'm sure. Could be the same monster spotted by a local man about a year ago. Russ Shitlow, that's his name.
I didn't think you'd mispronounce that.
Apparently shot video of the creature last year.
Is that with a D in the middle?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Naming it Normandy Nessie.
I'm pretty sure it's Smith, actually.
Experts say the so-called sea monster could also be a manatee or an anaconda. Hey, I watched...
There's a big difference between a manatee and an anaconda.
I would agree. I watched a little bit of National Geographic the other night, and they're messing with this anaconda that's as big as your thigh. They're standing in water that comes up to about their knees, and it's covered in mud. Why in the world would you want to be doing that?
I think I've seen that show.
Yeah.
Because they go and they wrestle it.
Let's annoy this snake. Yeah. Why do that? Okay, and then also last night, because there was nothing on TV, I'm watching some show about a guy who's, I don't know, maybe he's Australian, and he's standing in front of a cobra, and he has, not the car, but the snake, and he has a stick, and he's put the camera lens on the end of the stick, and he's poking it at the snake so that the snake will spit venom at the lens. And say, you know, that's supposed to get in your eyes, and boy, aren't you glad it doesn't. Now let's chase him into the forest. And he goes in chasing a snake. I mean, isn't something bad going to come of that?
Yeah, that's
eventually
probably not going to end well.
I guess he's making enough money, and, you know, Steve Irwin is gone now, so maybe he's trying to step into that breach that's open to have Australians tell us about animals. But somehow I thought there might be a better way to spend your days than chasing a cobra pretty much through its... And I understand the cobra's probably trying to get away from him as fast as it can, but... Why in the world?
Mm-hmm.
This wouldn't seem like. 24 students and 4 staff members at a central British Columbian high school briefly quarantined after an explosion on Friday in the food science class. Apparently it was a can of sauerkraut.
Ew, it smelled lovely.
The fire department and hazardous materials unit folks called to the Kelly Road Secondary School. School officials were concerned about a possible botulism outbreak after the contents of the years-old can of pickled cabbage splattered upon students. Officials later determined there was no cause for alarm. Well, again, I don't know that botulism, I have no idea, but would that be transmitted transdermally? I thought you'd have to consume it, but maybe if the botulism-infested sauerkraut sprays up on you.
Mm.
You might get botulism that way. You see, where else do you discuss botulism-tainted sauerkraut, but right here on our radio?
You're not going to get it while you're listening to Toby Keith.
No, you're not. We actually probably need to start talking about Brad Paisley. And is he the hottest boy in country music these days?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Hey, there's a movie coming out about apparently a fallen country princess who's trying to make her comeback. I seen the thing yesterday.
The Tanya Tucker story?
Yeah, I don't know what they call her. I don't know if it's Sabrina or what, but anyhow.
Our apologies to all the women named Sabrina who may be listening right now.
That's supposedly a new movie which is coming out. Well, and any of our listeners named Tanya Tucker, too, for that matter.
I'm sure there's tons of them.
You betcha. A British woman who phoned her internet service provider for tech support after her intranet stopped working. It says here was kept on hold for 12 hours. Well, Tanya, that's her name, Tanya Davis. And you could have hung up, hon. You weren't kept on hold. But anyway, Tanya said she'd already been cut off 20 times when trying to get through to the company and agreed to be put on hold at 11 o'clock p.m. to speak to a tech support manager. Davis said after she'd been on hold for an hour or so, she laid down on the sofa, settled in for some really bad on-hold music. Yeah, I wish they'd think about that sometimes. The worst, she said, was the Britney Spears, "Oops, I Did It Again." Davis and her partner decided to go ahead and go to bed, left the phone off the hook. Jokingly, they would probably still be on hold. In the morning, the internet service provider says it's conducting an investigation because the music was still on and why she was on hold for so long. Okay, so now yesterday, just as a personal experience, yesterday, new credit card, getting that authorized, okay? So you're calling an 800 number, and they say this call may be recorded for quality service, you know, assurance. And I'm just authorizing a credit card. Well, then I realize this guy goes into a ginormous sales pitch.
Oh, yeah, you haven't had that happen?
No. Well, I haven't had to get a card authorized, yeah. A ginormous sales pitch about credit card security, and I certainly understand from their point of view. But after about the ninth question, which was, what are you doing to protect your credit cards? I said to the young man, is this credit card activated? And he said, yes. I said, well, I think we're done here. And I hung up. Yeah, I did not realize that I had to go through a full-blown sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for their part, I understand. Credit card fraud is a horrible problem, and we all should be doing things about that. But I really don't want to go through a 20 questions with the guy. You know, just authorize the credit card and let's move on. All right, so don't you just hate it when you try to get money from an ATM and it won't cooperate? You been there, guys? I haven't. But
I was going to say, I know you haven't.
I have not. Apparently, that's what happened to Sheila Marie Brennan. Sheila Marie's in Stuart, Florida, arrested and charged after smashing the grocery store ATM with a claw hammer.
Good grief. Oh, did she just happen to have it in her purse?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. This caused $8,000 damage to the machine. She probably should have thought about that. But, okay, I can see that people would get angry and hit it with their fist. They might take off their shoe, and I'm not saying you should do either of those things, but a claw hammer? All right. Winner of the race of the handmade toilet vehicles in Baltimore was Golden Throne, a racer built in the 1970s.
Say that slowly.
Yeah.
Handmade
toilet vehicles.
All right.
Now, I think the toilets are already made, but you kind of hand make the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet is on the vehicle. And, of course, it has a shimmering gold seat. Other entries were in the Hampton Fest Toilet Races. It's a Porcelain Pirate, the Toilet Trainer, some of the other winners. But that was over the weekend in Baltimore.
I personally like Porcelain Pirate. I think that sounds awesome.
Sounds pretty good. Wisconsin police say a street musician apparently upset by criticism of his music attacked a man. Buddy, if you're going to put it out on the street, you got to know.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's going to like what you're doing. The Madison police said that 31-year-old Brandon Hochstrasser, who is also known as Bongo Jesus. Where are you going? I'm going to go get me a brew and listen to Bongo Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, down there on Badger Avenue. Anyway, he was performing Thursday night when a 54-year-old man poked fun at his music. The two men argued, and police were called when Bongo Jesus began hitting his critic with his guitar.
Well,
so obviously,
obviously he is not the man of peace that real Jesus was.
No,
that's right.
And plays more than one instrument, I'm guessing.
And his guitar gently weeped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had the guitar just there as a
prop.
Weapon. Yeah, and he's actually just doing the bongos. Anyway, Bongo Jesus then charged the man, knocking him down. Officers had to use a stun gun to subdue and arrest Bongo Jesus. You think he's holding a sign there, Madison Police, and it says Bongo Jesus underneath?
One could only hope.
That would be TMZ material. Parents using a a phone glitch at an Ohio middle school not only wrongly informed them their kids were absent, but also prevented them from sorting things out. The automated phone system dutifully called the parents of every fifth and sixth grader last week and informed them that their little darlings had not shown up at school. The result in the flood of calls to the principal's office by parents who were a little bit frantic. Most of the calls went to voicemail, even better, which further, it says here, perplexed the callers.
Okay,
I'm a parent. I get an auto call that says my child isn't at school. I'm going to call in. I get voicemail. I'd be at least perplexed, I'd think.
I think so.
A district official said the problem occurred when a new staff member was being trained on how to use the system.
Did they accidentally hit the big red button?
What happens when I hit this button? Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, I was trying. A guy called after hearing the Bongo Jesus story just to show that there are a lot of people out there that are yours and my age, Tom. And he said, you know, the first thing I thought of when you said that was El Kabong. Do you remember El Kabong, the cartoon character on the Quick Draw McGraw show?
Yeah, now I kind of do.
Who would hit people with his guitar.
Oh, yeah.
El Kabong. Right. Anyway, I was trying to find some audio of it, and I couldn't, but once again. And he said that. I'm going, yep, I remember that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
There you go.
Okay. There is new hope for the blind in the form of a synthetic cornea. Mm-hmm. Researchers have found for the first time that a man-made device can help repair damaged tissue within the eye. A study published in the journal Science Translational Medicine found vision improved for 6 of the 10 patients who were followed for 2 years after the surgery. 9 of the 10 patients had a regenerated cornea that looked and functioned normally. None of the people in the study experienced a problem with their bodies rejecting the synthetic cornea.
Cool.
That's pretty amazing stuff. That is pretty amazing stuff.
Well, and especially if you're hoping or on a list for a cornea transplant.
Yep.
Something like that might be able to help you out.
Let's do something ahead of time. All right, here we go. It's Farmville versus Real Farms. I know you boys know people who play Farmville. I know one lady who does.
I know plenty.
Okay. The average player is a 43-year-old woman. The average farmer is a 57-year-old man. The average Farmville player makes $50K plus. The average farmer makes $35,500. Okay, now there are government subsidies involved, so I'm not going too far on that. But the top 5 Farmville crops are strawberries, wheat, grapes, rice, and pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
The top world crops are, in order, sugarcane, corn, wheat, rice, and potatoes. 60% of the Farmville farms are female-operated. 13% of real farms are female-operated. There are 60 million people who play Farmville. 2.6 billion people work in agriculture worldwide. Okay, excuse me. On your hands and knees and picking crops is working in agriculture, okay? Not exactly the same as sitting in the pickup truck saying, you need to go over there next. Not quite the same. So if I ask you the number one Broadway show based on weekly gross right now on Broadway, what would you say it is, huh?
Jersey Boys. Huh?
Wicked?
I would think Jersey Boys, too. Tom's dead on.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Boys does a mill a week. Yeah. Promises, Billy Elliot, Mary Popkins. Yeah, Popkins.
Mary Popkins.
Here are your top three. Uh-huh. And really, they're all kind of clustered together. I mean, all of these are doing over a million a week. Number three is The Addams Family. Number two is Lion King. And a number one at $1.7 million a week would be Wicked. Mm-hmm. So they do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 on Saturday and 1 on Sunday. Is that right? That's 7 performances a week?
Yeah, they're dark on Monday?
So that's what they say. Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Broadway for you. Hey, it's about a minute, 2 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A Colorado man arrested twice for DUI, once while driving his own car, a second time for stealing the police car he was waiting in as they arrested him.
Mm.
Ooh. A good thing. Ouch. On this date in history.
I love this part.
The U.S. Constitutional Convention set its date for the country's first presidential election on this date in 1788.
Mm-hmm.
In 1948, Margaret Chase Smith elected U.S. Senator. She was the first woman to be both in the House and the Senate. 1985, Nintendo released that Super Mario Brothers thing.
Ah.
And in 1990, the first episode of this show called Law and Order aired. Can you name any of the people who were in that first one?
Michael Moriarty.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Chris Noth. Yeah. Okay, he was in there. But then there's George Zunza.
Oh, D'Zunza, yeah, or yeah, something like that.
He played Detective Greavy and Richard Brooks. 1990. Okay.
You missed a little this date in history, Scott. I know you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two years ago today, we had a little event.
I wasn't here.
It's called. Yeah, well, then it didn't happen.
Therefore, it wasn't important.
It was called Hurricane Ike.
Anybody check on my house? Yeah. I was overlooking the Pacific about then.
Nice in California.
It was. But that was 2 years ago today. Movies, nobody went to the movies. Not even going to tell you what was number one. Probably, if you look up in the dictionary character actor, you'd probably see a picture of Kevin McCarthy. He died over the weekend at the age of 96. He did 204 works and probably even more. You might not know him by name, but if you saw his picture, you would know who he was. He was Invasion of the Body Snatchers was one of the many things he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And that's all I got.